Malachim Beis Perek Yud Pasuk Dalad. So Yehu has issued a challenge to the people who have care of the children of Achav. Keep in mind, we're already a generation past Achav. We've had Ahaziyahu his son, we've had Yehoram his son, Izebel his wife. So some of these children may not be such children, but some of them might have been very young. Vayiru ma'od ma'od, and the elderly retainers, some of them, perhaps even the strongest supporters Achav had, were very, very frightened. We see that Yehu knew his business, and as a strategist, he was nonpareil. Vayomru hineshne hamalochim, lo amdu lefanav. And they said, look, not one, but two kings would not withstand him. Yehoram ben Achav and Ahaziah from the house of Yehoshaphat down in Yehuda. He killed two kings, not one. Veich namod anachnu. How are we supposed to stand against him? So they're worried about their own skins. They're not going to die for the sake of the house of Achav, knowing that this is a regicide, a king killer that they're up against. He's a super soldier. Hey, vayishlach asher al habayis, vasher al ho'ir. And so they sent the one who's in charge of the household, the one who was in charge of the entire city of Shomron, the Hazakenim, the Ha'omnim, and the elders, and the guardians of the children. They sent them all, El Yehu, Lemor Avodecho Anachnu. And they all said, we are your servants. V'chol asher tomar eleinu na'asa. Everything that you say to us, we will do. Implying, no matter how distasteful it may be, Lo namlich ish hatov be'inecho ase. We will not crown anyone. Even though we have the sons of Achav here, we have our choice of 70 candidates. We're not going to crown a single one of them. Now, they came to see him. That which is best in your eyes, I say you should do. You do whatever's best in your eyes. But it's interesting that he doesn't answer them right away. They came to see him. He nods wisely and strokes his beard and takes it under consideration. And then, Vayichtov Aleihem Sefer Shenis, Leymor. So instead of talking to them directly, says Pasuk Vav, he wrote them another letter, a second letter. He's a real bear for email. And he sent them a second letter saying, Im Liatem, if you are mine, wow. Uliko Liatem Shomim, and if you listen to my voice, Kichu es Roshei Anshei Vnei Adoneichem. Take the heads of the men of the sons of your master. All 70 of them. Uvo'u Eli Ko'es Mochor Yisraela. And come to me at this time tomorrow in Yezreel. And the Nach reminds us, Uvnei HaMelech Shivim Ish. And the sons of King Achav were 70 men. Es Gedole Ho'ir Megad Lemosam. And they had been raised with the great men of the city. So, Yehu is giving them another test, the Mefarshim explain. They're not going to stand up in defense of the house of Achav, that he has set clear already. But the children who had been raised alongside their own children, the children who they were fond of, who had been raised with the great men of the city, what would they do to them? Their lifelong friends. Would they murder them with their own bare hands? That's a tough test. And the men of Shomron, of Yezreel, get his meaning. Zayin vayihi kivo ha-sefer aleihem, and it was when they received the letter, they knew what he was really asking them to do. Vayichu es b'nei ha-melech. They took the sons of King Achav. Vayishchatu shivim ish. And they shechted. They slaughtered. They slit the throats of the 70 men, the 70 sons of the king. By Yosimus Roshehem Badudim. and they put their heads in the dudim. Most say basalim, in baskets, the Ralbag says. The Radak says. Siros, says Rashi, which I think are also a type of basket, but loosely woven. So you can see the heads, like in the laundry baskets, you know, with the big holes. You can see the heads through from the outside. But some say, I think siros means large pots, actually. So Rashi says they took the cholon pots. And everybody else says they took baskets. And they filled them up with 70 heads. And Vayishlechu Elav Yisraelo. And their response to his letter was to send him baskets and pots full of heads back to Yisrael. So he sees he got the answer theoretically that he wanted.